Previously on Algoa FM.
Local airline FlySafair plans to add at least 10 new routes across sub-Saharan Africa to take advantage of the collapse of domestic rival Comair. A company statement says it will fly to capital cities such as Nairobi, Lusaka and Maputo, alongside holiday destinations including Victoria Falls and Zanzibar. FlySafair, a closely held private company according to Bloomberg, will add 5 new planes to its fleet by early 2023. The statement says the South African market has lost about 9,000 airline seats per week. Adding new planes will help plug this gap. Cell phone operator MTN says it's ramping up its rollout of 5G and is aiming to have at least 25% of the country covered by the end of this year. Business Insider reports that MTN currently has 1,000 active 5G sites across the country. It'll be focusing on expanding into the main metros, peri-urban areas, and the larger townships. And the world's richest man, Elon Musk, says a recession in the United States is inevitable at some point and is likely sooner rather than later. Speaking at the Qatar Economic Forum, Musk also confirmed job cuts at Tesla because of supply chain issues, which he said were crimping growth. He also continued to leave doubt over his commitment to buying Twitter. He wouldn't be drawn on the specifics, adding that it was a sensitive subject, although Twitter's board has just endorsed his buyout offer. Musk's forecast of a U.S. recession has been echoed by investment bank Goldman Sachs and economics professor Nouriel Roubini, who forecast the 2008 crash. Global markets, well, the U.S. returned to work yesterday after Monday's Juneteenth holiday, and for once, they were following the global trend set on Monday. In New York, the Dow is up 2.2%, the S&P 500 and the Nasdaq up 2.5%. Earlier, the JSE ended with the all-share up 0.5%, at the top 40 slightly more, and in London, the FTSE in the same range. So, does this mean the big sell-off is over and we're heading back to growth? Far from it, I'm afraid. The rally already looks set to fizzle. Tokyo and Sydney this morning both down around 0.2-0.3%. Hong Kong down 1.3%. We're looking at a drop of around 1% in New York when they reopen. The US dollar has firmed to 105 against the euro. Risk-off sentiment moves against the rand. 15.98 this morning to the dollar, 16.80 to the euro, 19.56 to sterling. Gold at 18.28, platinum 9.39, Bitcoin down over 5%, 20,360. Brent crude oil also down now, just under $111 per barrel.
Algoa FM Breakfast is the business.